The following podcast is a presentation of Small Biz America.
This is the Jackie Jones Challenge. Now here's your host, Jackie Jones.
Hi, this is Jackie Jones back in the new year with my fabulous guest, Stephanie Frank. Hey, Stephanie, how are you? How are you?
You know what? I am so great. If I were any better, I'd be twins.
Don't you love it?
This is going to be a phenomenal, phenomenal year, and you've got some great things going on, too.
I know. We both do. Yep. But, you know, what we want to do is inspire people to get up out that lazy chair, that comfy seat, or out of that comfortable comfort zone and get into the Stephanie and Jackie zone because we're hot. We're on fire this year.
There we go. Get out there. Make some money. Make it happen. Leave a legacy. Pursue your passion. That's what
yes.
we want you to do. Absolutely.
We want to inspire you. And I got to read Stephanie's book, The Accidental Millionaire, which came out, what, a year or two ago?
Uh-huh. It was published 2006, actually.
Time just flies. Look at that. And you got another book coming out soon.
Yes,
but,
I do.
You know, let's talk about the accidental millionaire because so many people want to be millionaires. Now, were you really an accidental millionaire?
That's a great question. Well, you know, yes, actually, that is the truth. You know, I started my first business when I was 19 years old because when you're 19, you think you know everything there is to know about everything. Remember those days, Jackie?
Exactly.
Yeah, I was so smart then. I've gotten stupider as I get older. But, but you know, yeah, I did. I dropped out of school, and I started a business in the computer arena because I basically didn't know any better. And all I was thinking was, you know, I can solve these computer problems for these people, and that's what we did. And I put my head down. I thought about all the different ways that we could solve different computer problems, and pretty soon we had a really good, thriving business. And you know, the first money that started coming in, of course, is the best money that always starts coming in your business. And then as the business grew, Jackie, it got bigger and bigger and with more people, and problems started to creep in. And I didn't know what to do. And basically, I did everything wrong. So the reason I'm so good at what I do today is because I've done it all the wrong way. And, you know, what happened was as the business was growing, the first money turned to our first million turned into 2 million and 3 million, 4 million and 5 million. And with each of the new of all the money coming in, what was also happening is my personal life was going away. I was working 12 hours, then 16, then 20 hours a day sometimes just trying to keep up with everything. I didn't know how to delegate. I didn't know how to lead. All I really knew how to do was what I started doing in the business, which was solve computer problems for people. And ultimately, that business failed because, I mean, let's face it, you can only be at the head of things working on 4 hours of sleep a day for so long, right?
yeah. Superwoman runs out of power, or superperson runs out of power after some time.
In a big way. And I did something that I would never counsel for people to do today, but I stopped. I walked away from my business and I shut it down. I couldn't do it, and it was either my personal health, my personal relationships were horrible, just my life was a horrible mess, and yet it looked all this great on the outside, people saying, oh, you're making all this money, it must be so great. Well, it wasn't, because I could never spend any personal time. And so I sat down and I thought, all right, I like what I'm doing in my business. There's no question about that. I clearly need some skills, and I need something different, and I want to start over. And I now know that, you know, according to the National Women's Business Council, Jackie, businesses fail for one of three reasons, and it's not what you think. It's not money. The number one reason that most small business owners fail is because of a lack of entrepreneurial skills. That means you don't know how to lead, you don't know how to delegate, you don't know how to give up control and still maintain control and strategize and get funding for your business and all these important things that entrepreneurs need to know to grow. The second reason is a lack of peer support. Mm-hmm. You know, where do you go? If you're an entrepreneur right now and you're listening, you're probably thinking, you know, who do I talk to when I have these very unique issues? because, you know, if you go to someone who works in a corporate job or who isn't necessarily an entrepreneur, they don't understand. And they'll say, oh, what are you worrying about that for? Oh, gee, why do you think so big? And so you've got to find a group of people that you, that share those same common common challenges. And so lack of peer support. The third thing is a lack of mentors, advisors, and coaches. Believe it or not, those people who can assist you, who've been where you've been, who say, oh, yes, I remember that. Here's how you get past this particular challenge. And so entrepreneurs in general, this is what happened to me, is I fell into this trap of I guess I have to do everything alone because I don't know what else to do. Mm-hmm. And so I sat back, and after having fallen in that trap, and I vowed I will never, ever do that again. And I started over, literally with no money, with no clients, with nothing, except the knowledge in my head of what I'd done wrong. And because my work, Jackie, was in troubleshooting computers, I figured if I can troubleshoot and break down the very specific steps that are needed to troubleshoot computers, I could probably do that with business process, and I could probably do that with personal development, probably apply that same skill to a lot of different areas. And so I made a vow right there that I would do it again, and I would do it correctly. And using that particular technique, by breaking down things, by putting systems into place, getting the right people in the right place, and growing myself personally in entrepreneurial skills, I was able to take my second business from 0 to 10 million in only 3 years.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That's fabulous. But, you know, you use the Einstein method, which is, you know, I don't know if that's an actual method. I coined that phrase today, the Einstein method. If it's
that's
not
really good. What is that?
That's him failing and keep on and continuing to try over and over again.
Right, right.
Was that Einstein with the light bulb? No,
oh,
that's
yeah,
not
yeah,
Einstein.
Yeah.
Was that Benjamin Franklin? No.
Yeah, yeah, 999 ways that it didn't work, right?
Exactly, and continue to go because, you know, oftentimes people fail before they even get to your level of the game because they give up upon failing because they believe they've lost when they've actually learned such a valuable lesson that you use to build a business, a multi-million dollar business. So that's, I just congratulate you for forging ahead. And
well, thank you. And, you know, let me tell you a secret about successful people, because successful people, there's no question that they think differently. But they think differently in spite of all of the things that they learned in school. And I'm kind of well known for saying everything I learned about success is the opposite of what I learned in the sixth grade math class. Now, let me tell you what I mean by that. Just imagine for a moment that you're back there in the sixth grade, you know, sitting at your little desk. Remember those things? They had the little opening, you know, you could open and stick all your pencils in there and all that. Remember that desk?
No, I didn't have that desk, but okay.
And, you know, and there was a chalkboard and there was a teacher and, you know, all these things. Well, just think about it for a moment. When the teacher would write a problem on the board and say, look at the problem, solve the problem, focus on the problem, what's the problem? So what do you think you're focusing on in your adult life?
The problem.
Exactly. And yet successful people never focus on a problem. They expect problems, challenges are going to come up. They're always focused beyond the problem on, well, what is the solution?
Mm-hmm.
And yet that's where most people fail, is they say, oh, I've got this problem, I've got that problem, and they live in that problem land. Successful people don't do that. The other biggest thing that you learned in sixth grade is, you know, is when you're taking a test, right? So imagine you've got your little test in front of you. Now, I don't know about you, but in my school, nobody ever tapped me on the shoulder and said, now, Stephanie, if you don't have all the answers to the questions, just, you know, talk with your neighbor a little bit and see if you can come up with a solution together.
No, right? That wasn't allowed, I don't think.
That's correct. It's called cheating. So what do we do? We bring it into our adult lives, into our business life, and we come up, we have a problem. We don't know how to think in a solution, and we're not supposed to talk to anybody about it because it's cheating and the information should come out of our own head. Well, if you haven't been taught that information, it can't come out. So successful people know this, and they apply these principles, solution-oriented thinking, asking questions, talking to other people, and seeing how other people think. And, you know, it's interesting. I had lunch with a billionaire the other day.
Ooh.
And this is my first lunch with a billionaire. Exactly. Now, let me just give you a glimpse into the conversation. Do we have time to do that?
Yes, please.
So, so it went something like this. We were talking about a business stuff, and then the conversation just turned a little personal, and it went to dogs. Now, I'm a huge animal lover, and he was a huge animal lover. And he said, you know, I really want to get one of those little Havanese dogs. He said they have a little squished-in face, little white hair, brown spots. They're the neatest little dogs. And I thought, well, it shouldn't be that hard, right? And I said, well, why didn't you get a dog? He said, planes. And I thought, okay, airplanes? Yes, he said airplanes. So what's the problem? He said, well, we live in Phoenix for 4 months out of the year, Zurich for 4 months out of the year, and Vancouver for 4 months out of the year. And those are just our home bases. And I'm constantly traveling just about every other week. I go somewhere else. And, you know, and putting the dog on a plane would be kind of a problem. And we said, okay, I can see that. He stops again, and he says, so I bought a Learjet.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't think everybody thinks they ought to buy a Learjet before they get a puppy.
Well, he had already considered what issue would come up, I guess, right?
But exactly. But that's the way a billionaire thinks. How can I make things easiest for me? Fine, I'll get the Lear, then everybody will be happy. And
love that thinking.
Yeah, that's the kind of thinking that successful people have. So there really is no such thing as failure, because really success, the pure definition of success is if you get what you want. If you're not getting what you want, this means in your relationships, in your life, in your physical appearance, in your mental health, in your spirituality, in all areas of your life, money, in your community, in your career, if you're not getting what you want, then all you need to do is consider, well, what is it that I want, number one?
Right.
What is it that I want?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then solutions will start to appear. Once you know the end point, solutions will appear. It's kind of like when you go on a trip. I mean, most people don't just go to the airport, get on a plane, and say, woo, I wonder where we're going to end up. Right?
Unless you're on the Amazing Race.
No. Yeah, exactly, unless you like that kind of thing. No, most people know if they're going on a vacation, they know what their destination will be, and that helps them to choose whether they what kind of transportation, what kind of clothing they should bring, what kind of entertainment they're going to do, all of those kinds of things. And it's so easy to do in a situation like taking a vacation. Successful people apply that to their life. What do I want? Financially, what do I want physically, emotionally, in a relationship? How specific? The more specific you can get about that, the clearer the path comes to be.
That definitely makes sense. And, you know, that's funny because that is what is exactly on my Jackie Jones Challenge business card. It says at the top, if you realize that you can have, do, and be anything you want, if you know what that is. And, you know, it's so true, because when you don't know, you're floundering all the time and you're really just confused and walking around in a funk or daze or whatever you want to call it. So, yeah, clarity is the key.
You know, it was interesting. I spoke with a man several months ago, and he was talking to me kind of in private, and he said, you know, I'm just not happy.
Mm.
And he said, and you could just tell his shoulders were kind of down and his voice was just kind of not so energetic. And I had him look up, and I looked at him, and I said, so how will you know when you're happy? And it was really interesting, because you could just see his whole brain shift for a second. And it took him 3 weeks to figure that question out.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Did he figure
and
it out?
He did. He emailed me 3 weeks later, and I ended up working with him as a private client, and he's absolutely soaring. He has tripled his income. His time off is, he's got a ton of time off now. He's found his purpose. He's doing the projects that he wants to do. All that from that beginning question. Well, what does that look like? How do you know?
Wow. And was he a business owner?
Mm-hmm.
So his business was suffering because of that.
Absolutely. And his personal life and his friends and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so knowing what you want in every aspect, even just knowing, being decisive in even little decisions, you know, and women listening, you know, we tend to kind of go with the flow sometimes. And if you're listening right now, I want you to practice this decision making. when you decide about your next lunch. Now, it sounds really funny, right?
Mm-hmm.
But how often have you said to somebody, oh, what are you having? Well, no, what are you having? Well, I'll just have what you're having. Right? And successful people are extremely decisive. They
mm-hmm.
will come in, they will order, they'll have their soup, you know, coming before the salad, and their salad without croutons, and their dressing on the side, and extremely specific. And those are examples to get you started in getting used to the habit of making a decision about what you truly, truly want.
Now, what is your advice to entrepreneurs, people who want to start a business, and, what kind of direction would you, what path would you put someone on if there's someone listening out there who wants to make 2008 great?
Yay!
You know, well, what should they do? I mean, you gave really great specifics with clarity and all those kind of things, but, you know, you're the Wonder Woman of that industry, so what would you suggest?
Well, you know, there are different kinds of businesses. First of all, I would say think about the type of business you want to be in. Do you want to be in a service type business? Do you want to be in a product type business? Or do you want to have both? And I work with a lot of service business owners who move into the product type of a business. And if you just want to get started, honestly, the easiest way to make money is to trade your knowledge for an hourly rate. Now, for a lot of people, they'll say, well, yeah, but that's just trading time for money. Well, that's what's called active income. And every business has to have some kind of active income. I know everybody's talking all the time about having passive income. That comes later. You first have to know what you're doing in your business and what makes your business great, what makes your service successful, before you can start to systematize it and productize it and make a passive revenue. So the easiest way is take what you know and make money doing it. Take what you love and make money doing it. And for a lot of people, they'll say, well, that just seems really simple. Well, it actually is really simple. We just make things much, much harder than it needs to be. So that would be my advice to people. We do a lot of work on the Internet, a lot. And there are a lot of people out there wanting to start internet businesses. And the thing to understand is if you have a marketing background, if you have an understanding of technology, if you have an understanding of the internet, you can jump to that right away. If you don't know the language, if you don't understand the terms, if you've never done it before, give yourself some room to at least learn the business and learn the industry. And that's one of the biggest mistakes I see often is people want to jump into it and they don't realize that they're jumping into an entire industry. And so that's why I generally recommend go with what you know, and you'll start making money right away.
Mm-hmm. Now, and then on top of that, back at what you said, those three areas of lack which caused business to fail, so on top of that, they need to increase their entrepreneurial astuteness?
Their entrepreneurial skills, exactly, which includes things like time management, focus, building appropriate systems, developing teams, creating vision, creating strategies, goals.
Mm-hmm.
Those are
and
the
then,
types of things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, when you were talking about peer support, do you have any suggestion for where individuals looking to go into specific industries, whatever that may be, where they would find those peers?
Oh, sure. Well, there are local groups all over the countryside. I mean, in every city, you can always start with your local chamber of commerce. You can also start with the Small Business Administration, who have offices in just about every city. And the Small Business Administration has a wealth of resources and free advice and people who – they have a program called SCORE, which is basically retired business owners who do nothing but counsel new business owners, entrepreneurs, and they'll look at your business plan, they'll help you with funding, they'll answer your questions. So there are many, many resources available, and those are probably the two biggest ones where you can start for very little or no cost.
And what's so great about SCORE, too, is that you can access them online now and by specific industries. So you can find someone specifically, mm-hmm. like if you're interested in publishing a magazine, there are people on there who've published, and they could be anywhere in the country or, you know, whatever industry you're looking for.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Fun. Now, mentors, advisors, and coaches, where do you suggest they look for those people?
Well, mentors, advisors, and coaches are everywhere. You know, it depends on how formal you want the relationship to be. If you're looking for a no-cost, low-cost type of a mentorship or advisor, you know, it's kind of interesting. People who have been in business in your industry for a long time will be very, very open, usually, to answering some questions from a new business owner, a new person. The way I met this particular billionaire, I was asking him questions. And he finally, you know, he sat down and he said, all right, let's sit down. We're going to have some coffee. I'm going to be, you know, I'm going to mentor with you. And I'll give you some advice. Now, that wasn't, you know, it doesn't have to be a scary thing. So first of all, consider other people that are in your industry. Ask questions. That's the best skill that an entrepreneur can do. Most entrepreneurs are really afraid to talk to people that they perceive are doing better. What you don't understand is that people that are doing better, I mean, it's human nature to want to give back. So in being asked to share information, it's usually something that an older entrepreneur or mentor or someone who's been there will be happy to do. The key is to be very, very specific in your questions and to be very specific and respectful of the person's time. So, you know, don't call somebody and say, I want to pick your brain. As a matter of fact, if you call my office and say, I want to pick your brain, you will not get a phone call back from me because I don't want my brain picked. But if you, you know, but with most mentors, if you say, you know, I'm new to the industry, I have a question, it will be 10 minutes of your time, most people will answer the question. So that's a really great no-cost way of getting some specific information. Then there are, of course, business mentorship programs. There are business coaches, business advisors that you can pay to, and they're everywhere, to help you to develop your business, to help you with your mindset, to help you with your entrepreneurial skills. So you just make sure that as you hire someone that you have a values alignment that's the same so that you know, and it's somebody that has been in your particular business. I don't take, for example, production business clients or manufacturing clients because my experience and understanding is in the service sector.
But if you come across someone like that, are you able to refer them to someone in that industry that can help them?
Of course. Mm-hmm. Of course.
Yeah. And just to echo what Stephanie said regarding free and no-cost mentorships or coaching, every week I have wonderful guests like Stephanie on, and it's just because the same thing, building relationship, communicating, being persistent or staying in contact and being flexible and making it a win-win for both of us because we're both here to share information with the community and areas that we've been successful in. And Stephanie, don't you have a coaching program or do you have a training program for people?
Absolutely. We have a variety of programs, actually, from one-on-one to one-on-one that's ongoing, to a laser coaching program that just answers one specific question, to group programs, and all kinds of things in between. You can find out more at stephaniefrank.com.
Yep. So check out stephaniefrank.com. And what else are you working on these days?
Oh, well, I'll tell you. We've got a big project actually going. You know, success is a big topic. And as I said at the top of the call, you know, my experience is in computer and computer troubleshooting, and we've come up with a formula to help people raise their level of success intelligence, of success IQ, so to speak. And so just imagine for a moment that you can take a quiz, and we can give you back a personalized roadmap of exactly what you need to do next to get to that next level, whether it's become more passionate, more purposeful, more profitable in your business. And so we've developed a step-by-step approach. It's personalized and customized for individuals, and that'll be launching in the next several months.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a fabulous product. A lot of people can use that.
Absolutely.
Well, we've come to the end of our time today.
It goes so fast, doesn't it?
It goes so fast. It does. You know, especially when we have great guests on like yourself who have so much information to share and so many useful resources that you're a part of. So, Stephanie, I really appreciate your time, and thank you for coming on and sharing today and just sharing the enthusiasm for this brand new year that we've been so blessed to be a part of.
It's going to be a phenomenal year, and it's always so great to talk with you, Jackie.
Yeah, and you too. Thanks, and I hope you come back and join us when you get that new book out in the program.
You bet. I will be here.
Looking forward to seeing you then. Thanks, Stephanie.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Jackie Jones Challenge. To find out how you can host your own podcast, visit us at smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz America.